Continuing our tradition of learning for those who do not have someone to learn on their behalf, please learn this week's Mishnah on the Parsha, in the merit of Avadia ben Yecheskel. This year is brought to you by Chevil on the Mishnah and the OU. This week's shiur on Pesach is entitled This Matzah That We Eat. Every year, our children ask us certain questions at the Seder. Presumably, we have the answers. Let's do a quick check on at least one of them to make sure that this is indeed the case. Why do we eat matzah on Pesach? Well, seemingly, that's an easy one. The answer is spelled out in the Haggadah. Haggadah states, Matzah zushan ochlim, this matzah that we eat, al shema, what is it for? And the Haggadah answers, Al shum shlo hispik b'tzeikam shal avoseinu l'hachmes. It comes on account of the dough prepared by our forefathers, which did not have time to rise. Ad shenigla aleihem melech malche hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu uga'olam. Before the King of Kings, the Holy One, blessed is He, appeared to them and immediately redeemed them. Shenemar, as it states in Shemos, Vayofi asad botzeik asher hotziu mimitzrayim. And they baked the dough which they brought out of Egypt, ugos matzos, into matzah loaves, kilo chametz, for it did not rise. Ki garushum mitzrayim v'lo yachlo l'sameya, for they were chased out of Egypt and could not tarry. Bottom line, it appears pretty straightforward that the reason we partake of matzah on this night is to commemorate the sudden miraculous redemption at which time our forefathers left the house of bondage in such haste that they did not even have time to prepare proper bread. The problem arises with a curious phrase found in another familiar passage from the Haggadah, in a section in the beginning, which is recited while holding the matzahs aloft. We say, Halach ma'anya, this is the poor bread, the achalo av hasana b'arad mitzrayim, that our forefathers ate in the land of Egypt. In the land of Egypt? Didn't we just state that the mitzvah matzah comes to commemorate the matzah eaten when the Jews left Mitzrayim? Why do we proclaim here that matzah was eaten while still in Mitzrayim? Well, setting aside this apparent contradiction for a moment, the very notion of matzah in Mitzrayim seems somewhat perplexing. What sort of matzah was eaten in Mitzrayim anyway? It couldn't have been bread that had no time to rise. The Jews were there for 210 years. This issue was dealt with by the Ibn Ezra. Apparently, the Ibn Ezra did time in India at one point, having been captured and held prisoner there by some local ruffians. During his stay there, the meals provided to him by his captors consisted of none other than matzah. This was not done because it was Pesach. It seems that matzah in certain places was standard prison fare. Apparently, the reason that matzah is the delicacy of choice on the prison menu has more to do with the practicality than ethnicity. Since matzah stays entrenched in the digestive apparatus far longer than standard bread, you get a lot more mileage per meal. Serving one's prisoners matzah is actually a dramatic cost-saving measure. Perhaps an idea for the current economic situation as well. In any event, the Ibn Ezra was able to glean at least one benefit from his forced incarceration. He discovered pshat, proper interpretation, in the aforementioned passage from the Haggadah. The matzah referred to in the Haggadah as having been consumed by our forefathers in Egypt was none other than the prisoners' meals. The Ibn Ezra understood that in Egypt as well, Egyptian lords put their captive slave nation on a strict matzah diet. At this point, however, we are still left with a somewhat paradoxical picture of the Pesach matzahs. From the beginning of the Haggadah, Nahalach Ve'anya, it appears that the matzahs we eat commemorate the downtrodden state of our forefathers in Mitzrayim, when they were forced to subsist on what was basically prison rations. From the latter section of the Haggadah, however, the matzah seems to serve as a reminder of the glorious redemption which took place with astonishing rapidity when it arrived. It can very well be, however, that it is precisely this dichotomy that the Torah wants us to recognize on this night. The Ramban, in fact, states explicitly that the Pesach Matzos signify both aspects, the poor diet in Egypt as well as the accelerated redemption. This double nature of Matzos can perhaps best be understood in light of the well-known halacha recorded in the Mishnah in Pesachim. The Mishnah states, Afilu ani shebi Yisrael lo yochal ad sheyosev. Even a pauper is required to eat at the Seder in a reclining position, which is a sign of freedom and royalty. According to the Medrash, the reclining mentioned in this halacha is patterned after the manner of the Exodus, when Hashem actually had the Jews rest and recline as they journeyed through the desert. Based on this Medrash, the Eitz Yosef explains that the pauper's leaning by the Seder table is perhaps the most classic manifestation of reliving the Pesach experience. It signifies precisely what occurred on this momentous occasion. As he states, right before the Jews left Egypt, they were eating in the manner of slaves while standing and even walking on the go. The next moment, they were free men, eating while reclining. The Pesach Matzos come to teach us a very valuable and timely lesson, one relevant to both every individual in his private life and to the Jewish people as a whole. No matter how desperate or tenuous a situation might appear, Hashem has the power to reverse everything in a single moment. Such occurred to our fathers in Egypt when they practically began a meal on prisoners' rations while standing and completed it as a free man, eating in a manner of royalty.